All right, welcome back to the Eat It and Like It podcast, Low Country Edition. We're going to talk about some barbecue and some live music and a good time that's going to be had down on the south end of the island, Caligny Plaza, to be exact. It's the Rockin' Ribs second year, for the Rockin' Ribs Festival at Caligny. Joining us now to talk a little bit about it is Lee Lussier. I like to refer to him sometimes as the mayor of the south end of the island. What do you think? Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Jesse. Thanks for having me. I appreciate the introduction. I'm not sure if I want that title, but we're glad that we could have the second helping of Rockin' Ribs coming up, and glad to be on the south end of the island.
Where did the idea come from? You had one last year, obviously, and that first one was in the planning stages for a good year, and I think back to that time you did a couple of barbecue pop-ups over there in front of Big Bamboo, where you had Brian Furman come down and Scott did some stuff. Was that kind of the genesis for all of this stuff?
It was, but it wasn't. Ironically, today being the 21st, today is the fourth anniversary of Carl passing away, Carl Ruiz, who was a very good chef and a very good friend of mine.
Right.
And like I said, ironically, this came about from a celebration of life / festival we did in New York at Pig Beach after Carl passed away. And a bunch of us chefs, pitmasters, were like, wow, we actually enjoyed doing this event because it was all of us, so many of us got together and there was such great food and such great atmosphere, but it was small and boutique-y. So it wasn't like, you know, I've done South Beach and New York City Food and Wine and you serve 2,000 to 3,000 people. It's not enjoyable. The prep's not enjoyable. The workload's not enjoyable. And you come back from it, you need a vacation from being out of town.
Yeah.
So as you brought up, how the fruition of Rockin' Ribs came about is we want to have that same atmosphere we had at Pig Beach where it's, you know, 500 people, 12, 13, 14 great chefs, pit masters, and just a relaxed atmosphere where we can talk to each other and continue our friendships, but actually talk to the guests, the patrons that are coming, and it's more of a relaxed atmosphere. So that's kind of how Rockin' Ribs came together in my mindset. And like you said, it took a while to get the first one off. There was COVID, the year after COVID, there was COVID scare part three, and getting these big bands to commit, it's been a lot of work, but we're excited that this year, from the 19th to the 22nd at Caligny, we'll have, as you said, the second helping of Rockin' Ribs.
That's pretty cool. People don't realize, they have no idea how much, just obviously it's a lot of work or else everybody would do it, but just how much, how many details go into all of this stuff. You have, what, over a dozen pit masters coming down this year?
16 this year.
Wow. Wow. From as far away as where?
Dallas, Phoenix, the far northeast, across the southeast, Mississippi, you know, from all over. You know, we have over 20 grand championships between the group coming as far as barbecue. This year's Memphis and May grand champion, Pig Beach Barbecue. Those guys are coming down and having two events. So, like you said, the amount of work to go in. At first, you're like, yeah, we're going to have a festival. It should be pretty easy.
No.
You know, Jesse, and I'm sure people have heard, chefs are the easiest people in the whole world to work with. But not really. But, you know, it's kind of like herding cats between the musical acts and, again, 16 chefs / pit masters and sponsors and people. And this year we had a comedy show. So the back behind the scenes work is much more than anticipated. But once we get to the event every year, we're like, all right, let's do next year.
Very cool. Very cool. For those, I've seen the list of names, and I'll be honest with you. I look and I'm like, okay, now who's that? Now who's that? Are there any big name barbecue, you know, establishments that might get people's attention?
Oh, absolutely. So you've got the Fox Brothers from Atlanta, which are staples up there.
Yeah.
Ed Randolph from New York, he is the man. You know, everything he does is just amazing. So if you haven't heard of him, he's definitely somebody you look at. He's with Handsome Devil Barbecue. And then, of course, you got Kevin Sobraga, one of the top chef winners You know, you can't say anything more about that. You get through that gauntlet of chefs to win Top Chef, you're one of the men. And of course, you got Bo McMillan, who's one of the judges on Guy's Grocery Games. He beat Bobby Flay on Iron Chef. Then you got Leslie Rourke Scott, grand champion from the Scott family, from the Rourke family with Ubon's Barbecue, Yazoo, Mississippi. Can't put her down at all. And then we've got the master of all disaster, Stretch. He's a barbecue restaurateur, artist, musician. He's coming in from Kansas City. He's earned his chops there for a long time. And lastly, you got Brian Duffy, who's all over the country. He's one of the chefs on I can't remember the name of Bar Revival, or there's too many. My brain just gets confused after you bring them all in here.
I bet.
You know, it's, you know, Duffy's the man. He runs Duffify Experience Group up out of Philly. He's been on HGTV, NBC, Fine Living, DIY. You know, again, we've got kind of like you were saying, the guys you don't know who are incredible, but they're just not on TV. You got Anthony DiBernardo out of Charleston, who's amazing. Marvin with Peculiar Pig, great pig master, local farmer, you know, Brent Toole at Calabogie Catering, of course, Scott Bodkin with Forest Fire, and then Chris Williams, who's another just great guy and a great chef out of South Carolina. So,
and Judd Foster, our friend Judd Foster.
Yeah. Can't forget about Judd out of Brunswick, Golden Isles. So,
yeah.
It's a pretty staunch lineup. And then, you know, the last local person, we have a Orchid from One Hot Mama's in Hilton Head. So,
oh, nice. Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
We're excited.
So how does this work? Do they coordinate who's going to make what, or they just show up and say, this is what I'm doing and, you know, whatever?
Yeah, that's the key part of the herding cats. We kind of give them, hey, give me your A, B, and C choice of what you want to do. So we have a balanced menu. So they all put in their preference of, we'll say, proteins to showcase with grand tasting. And then we have to go through and make sure we have a balanced set, you know. We would love to have 14 stations of brisket, but that's not a great offering for everyone that's joining us. So to get a good cross-section of, you know, this year we have brisket, we have lamb, we have sirloin, we have sirloin flat, we have turkey, we have chicken, we have wings, pulled pork, whole hog. You know, as far as barbecue, we're covering every part of the gamut.
Nice. I like that. So Thursday night is kind of a shopping, you know, hang out at Caligny thing. The first barbecue event is Friday, correct?
Yeah, so Friday, Thursday a shop around.
Right.
Where the local restaurants, including here, have some barbecue features and some great local music.
Right.
Then Friday we have the food truck rodeo and rib competition. So that's from 11 to 2. And that should be great because these are guys, pitmasters, professional and amateurs, who want to come out and allow the public to taste their wares, but also let us judge their ribs. And we're not doing it like the Memphis in May where it has to be presented in a box with some kale and dressed. We want to taste what they're actually serving. So 11 to 2 on Friday the 20th, that should be a great event. And we really wanted to award them for putting the time into it. Again, as I was talking about us doing so many festivals, you get done, you're like, why'd I do it? You know, it's great advertising. Yeah, the winner this year is going to be one of our pit masters next year for their grand tasting.
Nice.
And they're getting $1,000.
Nice.
Which I don't think is too bad for a day of work and being able to sell your stuff.
No, not at all. Not at all.
And also Friday we have a cooking class with Bo McMillan and Brian Duffy. Great cooking class. Couple courses and get to meet them and talk about their food. And then Friday night we have the kitchen collab, which I'm really looking forward to, with Kevin Spraga, Bo McMillan, and Scott Bodkin. Doing barbecue-centric food and some great wine, and again, a nice meet and greet, and a small amount of people, so it's not overwhelming to the chefs, and they can enjoy it, but the guests aren't going to be buried in some dark closet.
Right. That's always important. I'm a big believer of, you know, smaller, do it smaller, and the people enjoy the experience, and they're more likely to come back, so that's...
Yeah, you've been to events like that, Jesse,
of course.
You're like, well, it was enjoyable,
yeah.
It didn't wear me out.
Right. Right. I'm exhausted. The other end of the spectrum is, boy, that was a great event. Now I got to stop somewhere on my way home and get something to eat.
Yeah. I don't think that's good.
I don't think so.
Yeah, the Waffle House on 95 going back to Savannah is not going to be on your list for this weekend.
No,
you know?
Not at all. Not at all. So Saturday is the main event.
Friday, our new event, the wrap-up Friday, is our Rib Tickler, which is comedy music showcase in the theater.
Uh-huh.
And that's with Sarah Tiana, and Campfire Tyler is a local musician that's funny. And, you know, Sarah Tiana, she's been on Comedy Central and Spike and all over the place, national touring comedian. And we wanted to switch it up. We wanted this weekend to be enjoyable. So all the pitmasters will go to that event Friday night. We have tickets to that event. But we wanted, again, this to be a relaxing event that we can draw great talent to.
Right.
And still allow them to have a good time.
Right. I get it.
So that's Friday. It's a heavy day.
Yeah. Yeah. And then Saturday is the main event.
Yeah. Saturday's Grand Tasting. You know, we've talked about all the chefs, but, you know, we have to talk about who's coming. You know.
Yeah. 38 special.
World renowned, 38 special.
Yeah.
And when they brought us to them, I'm like, 38 special, I know a couple songs. And then I looked through their catalog, I'm like, oh my God, I know that song, I know this song. And it was amazing to me that they've been so relevant for so long.
Yeah.
And yeah, when you talk about rock and roll, I mean, 38 special is up top, you know, up towards the top of that list. So,
yeah.
So you've got 38 special, local and regional band, Cranford Hollow. And we do it all inclusive ticket. We're not going to nickel and dime you. You come in, it's food, drink, food. Music.
Nice. Yeah. For one price.
Can't complain, but for one price, and you know, put your wallet away, you don't need it.
Nice. That's always good. That's always good.
Yeah. 4 hours of food and music on the beautiful all day in Hilton Head. Come on.
Yeah. No, I get it. I wish I could be there. Unfortunately, I got commitments elsewhere. So this is October Thursday.
You getting your nails done that day?
I'm sorry?
Were you getting a mani-pedi that day?
Yeah, yeah. And and a little taken off the top.
There you go.
This is October.
Sunday.
Brunch.
We have an after ribs party, which again, we encourage everyone to come out quickly, go to the venues, check out the music. And then Sundays are super relaxed, have fun, bloody bruise and brunch. Say that 10 times fast,
yeah, right?
Right. And that's over at Tiki Hut, the Beach House Hotel. It's a great partner of ours. So it's Bloody Mary's, a killer barbecue. The guys from Pig Beach are doing the food, which, you know, they won the Memphis in May this year. They got to be pretty solid.
Nice.
And then local musician Jevin Daly, who's opening up for Stretch, which is the carnivore of chaos is what we like to call him.
Yeah.
He's bringing his band here from Kansas City.
Very nice. Very nice. It's a full weekend, October 19th through the 22nd. Tickets available now where?
They're available online at rocknribshi.com. And they're starting to get really tight. I think the VIPs, there's literally like a half dozen left. And I think we have like 100-150 of the regular general admission for Saturday. And the ancillary events, like I talked about, the kitchen collab dinner, the barbecue class, and the comedy show. There's some tickets left. So if you want to come check it out, we've had incredible sponsorship, local and national sponsorship. So we're actually about 3 weeks ago able to bring the prices down, Jesse, because
nice.
We doubled our sponsorship goals. And that just speaks to the message that we have with this, because all our proceeds go to Second Helpings, which right. is a great low country food alternative. And the other half go to the Carl Ruiz Foundation, who, again, I want to talk about because today's his anniversary, and that's culinary scholarships, excuse me, and to our industry, whether it's on your side or front of house or back of the house, if we don't have this next generation get trained up, it's not going to be a good day.
Yeah, yeah. No, I get it. Lee Lucier is one of the organizers of Rockin' Ribs, coming October 19th through the 22nd to Caligny Plaza. RockinRibsHHI.com is the website, correct?
Yeah, Rock and Ribs.
Right, the letter N.
Yes, sir.
RockinRibsHHI.com. Very good, sir. Well, hold on loosely and don't let go. And
there you go.
Looking forward to a good time.
Thanks, Jesse.
Yeah, hey, that'll wake
Dad
you up.
Dad jokes all around.
All right, sir. Well, good luck, and we will be talking to you soon, and I'm sure it's going to be a fantastic event.
Thank you, Jesse.
All right, take care. All right, bye.